Good Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I have a special guest. Moses Ma, who co-founded OneTantra.com, will talk about the energy of love. Love and prosperity go hand in hand. Moses Ma will discuss what tantric experts know and understand about the key to love and how you can experience this. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the new year is just around the corner. That means that now is the time to order your printed or online 2010 Good Timing Guides. And please do this soon. Every year we have people who don't get their printed guides on time because of the mail. The cheapest way to ship the book is via media mail, but it can take up to 2 to 3 weeks during this season for it to get there. So please do yourself and us a big favor and order your 2010 Good Timing Guide soon. If you've never owned one, you are missing out on one of the most important tools for success. The guide will help you work in harmony with the universe for all your projects and important tasks next year. You can have the wind at your back by ordering your copy online at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I'm also looking to sponsor new members at the Columbia Tower Club in Seattle. So if you're in the Seattle area and you're interested in becoming a member of this fabulous business and social club in the heart of downtown Seattle, let me know, and I will arrange for you to get a tour and an invitation to join. They have a special program available through the end of the year. You can call me about this at my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, have you heard any good gossip lately? Or maybe you've just gotten the scoop on some juicy story? Just now coming into range, we have Mercury, the planet of communications, about to conjunct Pluto, the planet that represents deep mysteries, the underworld, and dark secrets. Ooh la la, lots of dirt could come out now, but watch out. These two characters are also being challenged by a square to Saturn. So whatever you reveal is likely to be discovered, and you could get your hand slapped for telling. So whistleblowers and snitches, be careful what you say. And if you're telling lies, watch out. Also, be extra careful when you're driving. Drive responsibly, or you may suffer the consequences. If you use this cycle well, you could uncover some important information that's helpful to you, even though it may not be pleasant. This cycle peaks on December 6th through the 7th and stays in range through December 11th. Next. Just now coming into range is a great cycle, which has a lot of energy associated with it. This is the Sun trine Mars, and it's known for bringing with it a lot of physical energy. This is fabulous since the Sun is in Sagittarius, which is a fire sign and full of life force energy. Now it comes to a lovely trine with Mars in the fire sign of Leo. So this pair is full of plenty of energy, and you should be able to get a lot done with this. This cycle peaks on December 10th, and it stays in range through December 17th. Now, while the Sun is trine Mars, it's also sextile Jupiter. So we have some great energy going on that can help things work out if you have something about to come to completion. Sun sextile Jupiter is a high growth energy that is also great for the holidays. It tends to expand us and make us feel good. And even if things aren't terrific, we can be grateful for what we do have and feel better while this cycle is with us. Sun sextile Jupiter is in range beginning December 11th and it peaks on December 14th. Now, I'm telling you this a little early because if you have any chance of completing a project, this is it. The Sun is going to act as a go-between from Mars to Jupiter and complete any projects that are ready for that. Your project must be complete by December 14th, or probably it will never complete. That's because Mars will go retrograde and start moving backwards on December 20th. And when it does this, we rethink our projects and leave what's not done behind. We may never complete them because we reconsider what we want to do for the next 2 years and begin moving in a different direction. So do what you can now to complete whatever projects you can by December 14th. This is our last chance to sneak something in there. It might still work if you complete it by December 16th, but there's also the chance that you may miss the boat. Next, we have the cycle of what I call blue communications. This cycle starts on December 9th, and it lasts through Christmas on December 25th. This period precedes Mercury retrograde, and basically, this is the period where we tend to make a lot of mistakes. So it's very important to slow down and double check all details. Otherwise, you're going to be blue when you discover those mistakes. I've seen some doozies of mistakes made in this period, even multi-million dollar mistakes. So please don't underestimate the need to double check those details. You need to do this all the way through Christmas. Mercury retrograde will begin December 26th. Next, here's another reminder that we're still into the cycle of Saturn square Pluto, which is associated with structural transformation, power, and control issues. It's also associated with restructuring debt, and of course, we're definitely seeing that issue show up with the restructuring in Dubai. And Dubai World defaulting on their $59 billion of debt. Now, at the moment, the cycle of Saturn square Pluto is nailing the U.S. dollar, both in the U.S. chart and in the Federal Reserve's chart. We'll see what happens here, but if you've noticed, gold has jumped up in price, primarily because other countries, investment firms, and individuals have decided gold is a better investment than the U.S. dollar. Price of gold went up to over $1,200 per ounce this week, and as I've mentioned before, it's quite possible that it will hit $1,300 by the end of this year. Next year, it should go up even higher, probably to at least $1,800 and likely $2,000 before the end of next year. Eventually, it could reach $2,500 per ounce and possibly even go higher. So if the U.S. government is forced into backing its dollar with gold again, then it could go up to $5,000 per ounce. And I think that scenario could be likely considering the cycles I'm seeing for next year. We'll see. We'll see what happens. There are a number of currencies that are likely to revalue with this cycle, and they could do it very soon. So this is a chance to make money if you're interested in investing in currencies, as long as they're not the U.S. dollar. You can hardly lose with this since the dollar has nothing to support it anymore. And, of course, you can always make money by buying gold. Next, Saturn square Pluto is going to be with us through early April, and it peaks a second time on January 31st. It'll be back again, though, in late July through early October as part of the cardinal climax. There will be a huge amount of change that occurs next summer with this gigantic configuration. So don't plan to travel then unless you like danger. Pay attention to what's coming up now, as it will come up again later, and yes, this pertains to what's coming up for you now, too, as it's likely that you will have to make some structural changes in your own life, depending on how this situation impacts your own chart. Now, I also want to mention all those green dollar days that show up in my good timing guide for most days between December 1st through the 24th of this month. This is quite a long string of those days when people want to spend their money. Now, this may seem completely normal during the holidays, but with the economic issues, this season could have been quite different. However, we have Jupiter conjunct Chiron, which happens to be an excellent cycle for growth and financial abundance. That's immediately followed by Jupiter conjunct Neptune, which is also very expansive and optimistic. So a lot of money could be spent this month, and that's good news for retailers. Of course, it may not be as much as hoped for, but it's still going to be more than possibly expected. And Jupiter and Neptune, which are the rulers of Pisces, are both in the sign of Aquarius, the sign ruled by Uranus. Plus, Uranus is in Pisces, the sign that is ruled by Jupiter and Neptune. This, what we call mutual reception, has only happened one other time in a 3,000-year period, or since 1300 BCE. That was in 1843, right after another major depression for the USA. This is a highly unusual cycle. It suggests hope and optimism about the future, which is very important. Optimism will bring the economy back faster because we're creating a new and sustainable economy, and keep this in mind when you're listening to the economic news. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register for it, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in the box at the top right of the home page. Now, next, what is the energy of love, and how can you experience this? After I come back from this short break, my special guest, Moses Ma, the co-founder of OneTantra.com, will talk about this. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocoas. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I have a special guest, Moses Ma, who's the founder of OneTantra.com, is here to talk about the energy of love. Tantra experts have a different perspective about the key to love and how you can experience this. And since love and prosperity go hand in hand, this is an important topic to explore. And after this, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Moses Ma aims to live the life of a modern Taoist. Over the years, he's enjoyed being a physicist, a hit video game designer, an artist, an internet visionary and entrepreneur, a poet, a filmmaker, a student of meditation, Qigong, and Buddhism. His daily practice is a modern derivative of the complete reality school of classical Taoism. He's the co-founder of OneTantra.com, an online community to promote interest and development in Tantra. He wrote the article, The Energy of Love, which is at tantricnews.com. Welcome, Moses. I'm so glad you can be here.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, well, I first have a question for you, which is, how did you get involved in Tantra?
Wow, that's a great question. So what happened is I didn't fall into Tantra formally. What happened is when I was in my 20s, which was a long time ago, in dog years, I had this really wonderful experience, this great fortune to fall in love with this powerful faith healer. She was a woman who was about twice my age, but her energy was so powerful that I couldn't help but fall for her because it was just that, following the bright sunshine around. However, after a couple of months, you know, I knew that we weren't really meant to be together, so we decided to break it off. But, you know, my heart was absolutely breaking. And then when she saw my heart breaking, she simply put her hand on my heart, and her hand became very hot. And this energy that is completely real and irrefutable, it was transmitted into my chest.
Wow.
At that moment, you know, at that time I was a grad student in theoretical physics. And I wasn't, you know, and my parents are from China, and they always told me about faith healers and, you know, con men who would do carnival tricks. But there was something here that I couldn't explain and was absolutely real. And this what she did, it was like a furnace of energy, that literally tempered my heart.
Wow.
And for some weird reason, I had this feeling that the heart was like a bucket that fills with love. And if there are holes in it, that you basically leak out and you're hungry. But once it's healed, it actually can heal other people. So after we were done, I was just in a state of absolute bliss. And then she looks at me and she says, "Now you know how I feel all the time."
Wow, that's amazing.
So anyway, what I realized is that this is the energy that's been driving me through various spiritual awakenings. And over the decades, I've come to realize that this is the energy of Tantra, that the community has this energy. And I'm kind of playing around with other people who have control of this energy, and I can experiment with it and play with it and enjoy it.
It's fabulous. So tell us about what the energy of love is in as many words as you want. What is the energy of love in your experience?
Okay, so let me put it this way. My background is actually as a scientist, and what I did after I got a degree in physics, I became a computer game designer because that was the hot thing, and I ended up developing one of the world's, it was the first commercially successful internet game. So I invented internet games. Right, so you can blame me for all your kids getting. But anyway, after that, I remember this senior vice president from IBM came over and said, "Oh, we have a question. I said, what is it? How did you figure this out? This internet, we have a team of experts and we barely understood it, and you kind of jumped on it faster than we did." And it's because I actually can see flows of energy through business markets. And that's what I do for a living, is I detect communications and computer technologies. And I detected the internet as the most powerful technology to hit the world. But I, over the last 10 or so years, detected a new technology. But it's a technology for the bedroom and for your life, and that technology is Tantra. So whereas the internet is for packets and people, Tantra is a technology for is about packets and pixels and, you know, computers. Tantra is a technology for people. But the reality is that it's not just for the bedroom. It's really for serving humanity and for developing loving kindness and awareness and presence and to see the intrinsic joy of life, which is the Taoism school I study. It's called complete reality. Is that when you unreal the complete reality, it's bliss. So part of this reality is what I call the energy of love. And when I started this tantric community, I was basically finding a way that I can gather people to experiment on them and, you know, just try things on with them.
Right.
One of the things I noticed is that tantricas, or people who study tantra, are fundamentally different from psychologists, ministers, and even faith healers, because they all actually understand love and relationships. But the one special thing that tantric masters can do is control this thing I call the energy of love. So what do I mean by that? Consider the martial arts. You know, what makes Tai Chi, Qigong, and Aikido so much cooler than, like, cage fighting?
right.
You know, it's not the breathing, and it's not the kata and the form. The secret sauce is actually the energy. So when you meet a true master of Tai Chi or Qigong or Aikido, they radiate a life force energy that you can't deny. So
right.
When I was young, I traveled all over Asia looking for great masters. There was this one teacher, Choi Sifu, who was very, very, he used to be the greatest martial artist in China, and he just lived a very quiet life and had retired. And one of my teachers brought me to him. The minute I met him, I broke into tears.
Wow.
And couldn't stop crying for 3 or 4 hours. Afterwards, he immediately said, "I like you, so you're going to be my student." So he taught me for a bit, and when he meditated, you could feel the air vibrate around him. He had that much energy.
That's
you
amazing.
You could literally feel it. It wasn't like you were making up. You could feel this. So
you're saying basically that the energy, that the life force energy that is used in the martial arts,
yes,
and Qigong,
exactly,
and these kinds of things is the same energy that is used
for
tantra.
The only difference is that it's used for the martial arts instead of the martial arts.
Yes, there you
okay.
go. That's
so
a slightly
teacher,
different twist on it, right?
Slightly different twist, but oddly enough, it's a very similar energy. So, like, for example, this teacher, his favorite trick was he would pile up a bunch of concrete blocks and say, "Which one do you want me to break?" And he'd point at one, he'd just slap it on top, and that brick would actually crack, right? That's
an
amazing thing. You see it, and you say, "This is a miracle." But I think that tantric masters have an equivalent capability.
For creating love, you mean?
Yes, for creating, or for using this and letting people feel this energy of love.
And so what are ways that our listeners might experiment in trying to work with this energy or develop it themselves?
Well, why don't I first tell you about two people I've met who've actually reported experiences now.
Okay.
Will inform you about how to develop this.
Okay, we're running out of time,
okay,
so I want to
really
make sure
quickly. So the first person that was really interesting is a woman who didn't want her name revealed, but she's had a history of major clinical depression. And she was kind of looking for something, and she felt she was going into a serious depression. So she met with a tantric master, and he didn't do anything sexual. He just sent sexual energy into her, and she immediately experienced a lifting. And it stayed for 2 weeks instead of anything else. And it actually brought her to a level of awareness so she can actually reflect on the sadness and process. And she considered it a complete miracle. She said that, you know, she wished she could just put this in a bottle and sell it.
Wow.
Another one is a Tai Chi master who studied under Muktananda. And when Swami Muktananda did a direct transmission of Shaktipat, he actually felt the mantra vibrating in his heart for 7 days.
Mm.
And after that, it completely transformed him. So if you wanted to build this kind of energy, I think that it's very similar to the martial arts. The thing is, find someone who teaches it and can actually do something.
You know,
if you find a martial artist, they should actually know how to fight.
And doesn't onetantra.com have people who can
teach? Exactly. We have one of the largest bodies of tantra teachers in the world. It's Mantak Chia, Charles Muir, Dr. Sasha Lesson, Carolyn Muir, Stephen Lakita Carter. We have like 50, we have like 25 teachers, as well as 50 additional workshop leaders in our adjunct programs. And we teach everything with primarily online, but we also have in-person events once in a while that bring people together.
That is fabulous. And I love that you brought this group together. To me, it's just one of the most needed groups on the planet. And so I'm so thrilled that you did this.
And they're really happy people. It's just a really beautiful place. It feels like coming home every time
right.
I go there and just meet people.
Right. Well, I want to ask you if you have any special promotions for the listeners.
Absolutely. What we did is we created a special promotion just for you. So if you go to onetantra.com, you can sign up, and your listeners will get 50% off on all the membership programs. And I believe that they usually give for the first month free as well.
Oh, very
cool. All you have to do is use the coupon code ILOVEMADELINE, all uppercase, no spaces. And the coupon doesn't expire until just after Christmas, so you have plenty of time to do that.
Fabulous. And onetantra.com is onetantra.com.
Exactly.
And I love Madeline. ILOVEMADELINE for the coupon code.
Yes.
Okay, we are just about out of time, but thank you so much for being with us, Moses. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank
and
you
thank
for inviting
you for
me.
Bringing,
and, you know,
for bringing onetantra.com on.
And for OneTantra, we send love to everyone listening. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Moses. Take care and good luck
terrific.
With OneTantra.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call a sacred moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The PERF Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with PERF Go Green. Visit PERFGoGreen.com. Green by choice.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That toll-free number again is 877-524-8300. And I have only a few more days this month to do client work. So please call me soon if you're interested in getting one now. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. Now, do I have time, Valerie, before we take a caller to answer a question that somebody else has sent in to me? Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely. We have one person on hold, so yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to quickly answer this question, which was sent to me by a subscriber named Susan, and her question is this. How likely is it that we could have major social and political upheaval in the United States? Now, of course, the answer to this question depends on what is meant by social and political upheaval. But if we're talking about the kind of social and political upheaval we encountered during the mid-1960s, then the answer is so likely that it's probably in the range of 100%. Now, that could start for the U.S. next summer in July and August, but the most major challenges won't hit until 2012 to 2015. We have many major changes ahead of us that are needed, and the outcome of this will depend on our level of consciousness. So we can create something positive with these energies if we will stay in higher consciousness and take back the power of the people, for the people, and by the people. This has always been our option, and we need to do this so we can create a sustainable economy again. So, Valerie, do we have a caller?
Yes, let's go to Kathy. She was born on the 12th of January in 1952.
January 12th, 1952, okay?
Yes, here in Seattle, Washington.
And what time was she born?
At 4 a.m.
4 a.m. exactly, huh?
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Kathy, you there?
Yes, I am. Yes,
hi,
I am.
Kathy.
Hi, Madeline.
How can I help you today?
Well, I have a big question, and sorry about my voice, but it hurts very bad. So,
it sounds like you're having a little challenge with it, for sure.
It is. And I'm actually one of your students, Madeline.
Oh, okay. I know who you are then.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. So my question is, I've put myself out there to have this great big huge idea that I can help people. I can bring people that want to give and that have money to pay other people's bills that really need their bills paid, rather than just giving, you know, and giving money. How about, you know, we pay their bills? Well, I'm having a really, really hard time with this because I've put it out there and I keep waiting for the how are we going to do this to come along, because that's the universe's job.
Right.
I have the idea of starting a Dear Bill forum or something like that, but being computer illiterate, I really don't know how to do that. And so I don't know. I'm wonderful at
So you're wondering, what in the world are you supposed to do next? Is that
exactly it? Like, did I make this up in my own mind, or was it really the universe that gave me the idea? Because, and I have a hard time meditating because I do it a lot, but I don't, you know, I usually fall asleep. That's usually my issue. So, you know, I don't get too many answers, but I have all these bright ideas all the time, you know.
And well, so, actually, like, I think if you, whenever you're having these bright ideas, that is, those are your messages from the universe. You see?
Okay.
You know, that is how you're getting the information. Is, and so perhaps this idea about your dear Bill Cullum, what would that look like for you? Would it be something where people would write in about, what would they write to you about?
Well, they would tell their story. Like, I would tell my story, like, you know, how we got laid off, you know, and what it's done to us, our family, or whatever, and how many bills do we have, you know, and they could be just simple, you know, like their PUD bill or their Comcast bill, but it's kind of taking it personal. Like, if anybody's seen Blindside, which was a fabulous movie, she even said, Sandra Bullock did an interview, and she said that she really, you can give to organizations, you can give to, you know, fundraisers, but when you take it personal and give to a real person, it just changes the energy of the situation.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, because you're actually in direct contact with the person who will benefit.
Right, but I don't know how to connect these people that would love to give, that actually have money, with the people.
You probably would need, to start with, a nonprofit organization that would be the organization that connected the people.
Okay.
You see, so you'd have to have somebody who actually, you know, is the one putting together both the donors with the people who need the money.
Okay.
And so you'd have to start by, you know, having some kind of organization that would do that. And then you would write your column based on, you know, as part of that organization. And you could put it on the internet, or, you know, you might be able to get it into one of the holistic journals, like, I don't know, Evergreen Monthly or something like that, or the Spirit News. I forget what Krista Gibson's. I forget what her.
I know which one.
But you know, there's a couple of them out there that
Spirit
might
Journal.
Might
right.
Yeah, that might take on something like that. I don't know. I'm not speaking for any of them. I'm just suggesting it as a possibility.
Right.
But you know, the thing of it would be to just start going from one. In other words, once you implement one piece of it, you see, you're going to get another idea, and somebody else is going to show up, and then they're going to have an idea, and then the next person will show up, and they're going to have an idea, et cetera. And that's how it unfolds. It's not like you can necessarily know the whole picture at once. That's not how things work anymore.
Right.
You know, we used to be in this mode of, you know, okay, we're going to plan the whole thing, and then we'll go implement it. But that process is not one that works so well anymore. You know,
okay.
It's more about unfolding things organically now.
Okay.
So,
well, now,
you know,
can you see in my chart, though?
Chart, it looks like you, it looks like in your chart that you're going through a period next year that is going to be, perhaps, do you have any health issues that are coming up? Or
do you mean right this second or next year? No, I don't plan to, because I, you know, can
then
I
this
try to stay?
This is probably a financial issue that I'm seeing.
Yeah, I definitely have that right now going.
Okay,
you know.
So this is probably a financial issue. That probably won't actually show up until later in the year, like maybe June or July.
Well, it's already showed up. I mean, it's already so financial that,
well that's
is that
true.
Because of Pluto, or what is that? Because
you have Pluto in your second house, which is usually a time when there's a breakdown in finances. But next year, Saturn is going to square some of the planets in your second house, which will also sort of reemphasize it. But so you have this kind of window right now between probably now and June to kind of get this rolling and do what you can to you know, get it moving before, like, next June.
All right. Yeah, and I heard your, I heard your show, and so I heard about the, you know, that until December 14th.
All right, December 14th. Yeah, you'd like to have, maybe you could manage to get your organization started before then with the state or something like that.
Right, and we already started it. We just, you know, I started it kind of as a club because I didn't know how to do a nonprofit organization.
Right. Well, you might want to contact the Secretary of State about that. They could tell you the answer to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got
yeah.
it. Okay.
And
right.
You are going through, you know, fairly significant changes in your home life and career, you see.
Good. Good change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what you're experiencing, right? Yeah, some fairly significant changes in that arena over the last year or so. And, you know, that's just going to continue on. It's not going to change. And then next year, I think you will notice and this probably will happen in the spring or, you know, somewhere around March, something like that. You'll probably notice that there's a change that's happening for you, you know, what your identity is and who your relationships are with.
Interesting.
And that's a positive change. It's just that, you know, as we vibrate higher, you know, we tend to change our perspective about who we are.
Okay.
But I see I am out of time, so
okay.
thank you for calling in, Kathy.
Yes, you betcha. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls that can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek God's yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek God's yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with a code to successful living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design. Discover the person you were born to be at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit the CatJamesShow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls. And I believe we may already have all the callers for today, but possibly we can take one more. If you want to call now, the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Valerie, who do we have?
Okay, we're going to go to Elaine. She is calling from Arbor, Washington. Elaine, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I already gave all your information to Madeline.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I have your birth data as, let me look here real quick, December 24th, 1955 at 6:08 p.m. in Medford. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, great. So what's your question today?
My question is with my family matters, my husband's family and my family, are they going to get straightened out soon, or are they just going to kind of stay the way they are?
And what kind of family matters do you have?
Oh, people not getting along with each other and that sort of thing, you know.
Okay. It looks like it's going to hang in there for a while. You're probably going to notice that it's strong through the holidays, strong challenge, I mean, through the holidays. And it will probably continue that way until about April. And then it'll get a little bit better in April, and then it'll come back in July.
so then they have to get along, okay.
So July through about maybe early October, somewhere in there, is roughly when you'll get the resolution. And are these issues about responsibilities?
Well, some of them are, yes.
Because those are the ones I'm just telling you about, the ones that are about responsibilities. Do you have any other issues that are going on as well?
With them? Or
yeah,
just in general?
You're undergoing two different cycles at the same time. One of them is you're undergoing personal transformation. So this is a cycle which can be kind of scary because it can feel like you're getting hung up to dry. You know, in the sense that, you know, you have to pretty much give up something that you think you can't live without before you get off the meat hook. And then at the same time, you know, you're getting challenged by a lot of responsibilities to be handled.
Okay. I kind of understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. So a lot of what's going on here with other people is just that they are the catalyst to help you transform your life and yourself, I should say, to a different level. And the purpose behind the transformation is so that you will become more of your authentic self. So the idea is to give up types of conditioning that have not really, maybe they supported you at an earlier time, but they're not supporting you now.
Okay.
Patterns that
makes sense.
Yeah, patterns that just are not, you know, really doing you any good.
So when you see the issue with other people, this is always true. It doesn't matter who it is. They're always reflecting back to you what's going on inside of you, your own inner energy. That's all that they can reflect back to you.
Okay.
So you want to, you know, when you see a behavior that you're not happy about, your goal should be to figure out what inside of you is attracting that behavior from the other person. Because somehow your energy is doing that. So particularly now we're coming up to Mars retrograde, which will start December 20th. So, you know, there could be anger and resentments and things like that that haven't been handled, you know, and those kinds of things will come up, you know, if you haven't handled them, you see, from other people. They'll come up from other people if you haven't handled your own anger, your own resentment. And once you do handle them with somebody else, then you'll stop having those kinds of experiences.
Okay. I kind of see what you're saying by changing. I feel that I'm changing.
Yes, I'm sure you do. You pretty much cannot get through this without it. There's no possibility.
I'm not as tolerant of things as I used to be.
Uh-huh.
It's like, fine. And I just, you know, fine kind of thing. Go ahead. And then I just kind of back off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can see where I've been changing.
Right. And, you know, this whole cycle actually has the potential to bring you a fair amount of power. So you have to be a little careful in how you use it.
On both sides of the family?
Well, I mean, just in all situations, because you will be perceived as more powerful. And so it's important to, you know, use that power in a positive way. You know, it's not that you're supposed to be forcing other people to make changes or manipulating them into doing something you want them to do. The only person you have control over is yourself. And really, every time you make a change to yourself, the other person will shift. That's the whole key, you see.
Okay.
So to use your power well, you use it for yourself. Make your own changes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
that makes sense? Okay.
Yes, it does. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck with everything.
Oh, thanks. Happy holidays.
Yeah, to you too. Yeah, we'll have fun this holiday season with the Mars and Mercury retrograde. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. What do you trust? It's easy to create whatever you trust. And whatever you don't trust, though, it's impossible to create. Do you trust that the universe will send you enough clients or customers to pay the bills? Do you trust that the actions you take in positive energy will reward you? Do you trust that whatever you're feeling from moment to moment, you're creating that in your future? Partnering with the universe requires trusting both ourselves and the universe. This is an essential element for creating prosperity. And remember that you're easily creating whatever you trust, and you can create as much as you want, regardless of the economy. So keep that in mind, and don't go off into poor land. We want to stay focused on whatever we want and not on what we don't want. Now, next Friday on December 11th, tune into my show about an attitude of gratitude. Prosperity is always attracted to positive energy. And I'll discuss several ways to stay prosperous and joyful during the holidays and even into next year, no matter what's going on in the economy. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, December 11th, will be the last week that I will take callers this year. And I'll be back to taking callers again on January 8th. So if you have a question for me, be sure you call me next Friday, December 11th. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, listen to the free first class of 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And also, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.